USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Expressing his indignation, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin conveyed his strong reaction to the attack on a U.S. outpost in Jordan that resulted in the death of three American troops.
The President and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces, and we will take all necessary actions to defend the U.S. and our troops.
Speaking at the Pentagon on Monday, Austin addressed the weekend attack. President Biden, in response, has committed to taking retaliatory measures against Iranian-backed groups in the region, which are accused of orchestrating the strike. House Republicans are actively advancing their endeavors to impeach U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. During an appearance on Fox News Sunday, Texas Congressman Michael McCaul asserted that Mayorkas bears complete responsibility for the influx of fentanyl and the increased presence of individuals on the terror watch list entering the U.S. through the southern border. The House Homeland Security Committee is slated to meet on Tuesday. A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is asking a Manhattan judge to mandate that Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against the former president. The case alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans. The judge's ruling was anticipated by the end of the month. A former IRS contractor who disclosed tax records, including those of Donald Trump, is now facing prison time. Charles Littlejohn has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He entered a guilty plea back in October, admitting to one count of unauthorized disclosure of tax returns. And it's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assures that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A warning has been issued to Americans regarding travel to the Bahamas. The State Department has issued a Level 2 advisory, alerting travelers to potential risks in the area. The advisory is prompted by the occurrence of at least 18 murders in the Bahamas so far this year. Amazon has decided to halt its acquisition of iRobot. On Monday, both companies disclosed that they have mutually agreed to cancel the deal, citing no path to regulatory approval in the European Union. Consequently, Amazon is obligated to pay a termination fee of $94 million to the robotic vacuum manufacturer. In response to the termination, iRobot announced plans to lay off approximately 350 employees, and its CEO, Colin Angle, will be stepping down. The gold medals awarded to the Russian figure skating team at the 2022 Beijing Olympics will be revoked. Monday, the Court of Arbitration for Sport rendered a decision to disqualify Russian skater Kamila Valieva from the 2022 Olympics due to a doping violation. Consequently, the U.S. figure skating team, which initially finished in second place, will now be declared the champion of the event. And fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers who are considering a trip to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl might need some luck to afford it. The most affordable ticket available on the NFL Ticket Exchange via Ticketmaster is priced at nearly $11,000 after fees. That costs for a single seat in an upper-level end zone section at Allegiant Stadium. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.